The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you on this potentially severe weather, stormy morning that we got going on here. We've already got some tornado watches in the area. We just heard from David Wayne in the newsroom about that. So stay tuned to News Radio 92.3 all day for the latest news updates and alerts. My guest this morning, Stacy Oren, she is the HR and benefits manager for Avalon HR. Go to avalonhr.com or give them a call, 475-1555. Lots going on in our world, and if you are an employer or an employee, listen up because there's a better way to do everything. And with everything going on, you definitely need Avalon. Stacy, how you doing this morning?
Good. Yeah. It's a little hectic morning. Of course, we are keeping an eye on the weather ourselves, you know, trying to make the best decisions for our staff and our clients and things along that line. I just told all the kids at Chick-fil-A they needed to go home. And I don't know how that's going to work, but they were very happy about it.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on weather-wise, which we are certainly keeping an eye on. And in the employment world, there's always a lot going on. And I have another real-life good example, as I did last time I was here. Mm-hmm. We had a call yesterday. A client was with another large payroll processing firm before they came to us, and they failed to issue the employees their W-2s.
Oh.
And this client received a nasty gram from the IRS yesterday, and they are being fined for failure to issue W-2s in a timely manner.
Yeah.
So those things are very serious. The IRS does take this serious. And you know, it's like Chip and I say all the time, you know, the IRS as a personal individual will cut you some slack.
Mm-hmm.
As a business, they have absolutely no sense of humor. They don't play. The fines are considerable. They increase by the day. And the peace of mind that you can have by coming to Avalon is knowing that all of your tax filings are done. We file state and federal taxes almost daily. I think it's on a schedule. It's just about daily. Your quarterly reports, your 940s, 941s are all filed by Avalon. Your W-2s are produced by Avalon. So there is never a chance that you are going to get one of these nasty letters from the IRS saying, you know, hey, Jake, you didn't do this, and now you owe us ridiculous amounts of money.
Wow.
So we take care of all that. We are, for our clients, we are considered the employer of record. And what that means is we don't tell you how to run your business day to day. We don't set your hours, tell your employees what to wear, what holidays to be open, not be open. We don't tell you how to run your day-to-day business. We will make sure that the things you are doing are legal and compliant. Mm-hmm. And then we take care of what, you know, I often refer to as the non-fun stuff, those tax filings, the 941 quarterly filings, the W-2s, and you don't even have to worry about that. You know, when it comes time for you as a business to file your taxes, we give you a set of reports that you take to your CPA or whoever's processing your taxes, and you're good to go. Everything is there. It's all very neatly laid out, organized, and you're set. You're protected.
For our new listener out there that might be just joining News Radio or maybe just hearing about Avalon HR for the first time, you guys are a PEO, a professional employer organization. Let's talk about that a little bit more. You kind of just explained some of the things you do, but let's talk about what a PEO is.
Well, we take on the burden of, it can be, if you just want us to run payroll, absolutely. If you need work comp solutions, that is included in what we offer, along with HR solutions, benefits, 401k, All of that can be included in our service. It's a full-service payroll and HR company, and we can tailor our services to your business. Like I said, whatever you may need, we can help you with. And a lot of times it is the work comp piece. We can get you on a plan. Our plan, and it usually has a more favorable rate. We then therefore manage any claims. We keep an eye on that. We are very, you don't have to file the claims. You don't have to keep up with the employees, doctor's appointments, any time off. We do all of that for you. We are able to offer first-class benefits. We offer health insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield. Nice. We have dental vision. We offer all of the Aflac worksite products, things like your short-term disability, accident, hospital, just things, you know, value added to your employees. And because we have such a large group of employees, we can get those products at proprietary pricing, you know, something that you could not get on your own. So you could get an accident policy for yourself for less than $10 a month.
Wow.
We had someone in our office file a claim last week on an accident that happened about a year ago. Like she completely forgot that she had the policy, and she filed on it last week and had payment in her bank account within 3 days.
Wow.
It's like, oh, you had an accident? Here's your $400 for that particular body part that was injured. So we offer some great products. Our 401k is with a firm that specializes in PEO 401ks, so they know how to operate a multi-employer plan, which is how ours is structured. That's all they do. So they're very familiar with how that works. They are amazing to work with. They, you know, they'll have if you were the business owner, they would have a consult with you to find out what you want to accomplish from the 401k for your business. Because there can be tax advantages for the employer in how you set up your matching and things like that. And they work with the business owner one-on-one to make sure that you're getting a plan that not only benefits your employers, but benefits you as the employee. So we can take out a whole lot of that work, that middleman that you as a business owner, you know, if you just went out on your own and said, I need a 401k, well, someone has to administer that plan. Someone has to transmit that payroll information, make those contributions, and Avalon can do all of that for you. We do have a tax department that helped our clients with things like the PPP loans during COVID, the employee retention credits. We assist with all of that.
Because, I mean, who knew how all that worked?
Nobody.
I mean, hey, here's all this money, take it, but we'll figure it out after all this is over.
Right. And we actually just had an audit with the IRS related to employer retention credits this week. And it was just nothing was wrong. They just picked a sample of six of our clients and did just an audit with our tax department. And everything, you know, everything turned out fine because, you know, we had our ducks in a row. And again, that was something, you know, as an employer, if you get notification, hey, the IRS wants to audit your ERCs and you did them yourself, that's panic inducing.
Yeah, sleepless nights.
For most people.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did that. We had all the information. We were able to take care of that on behalf of these six clients, and everything turned out just fine. So the best way to sum it up is, you know, Avalon really takes on those non-fun administrative task and leaves you to running your business. You opened the business usually because you had a passion for it. It was something you loved or enjoyed, and that's what you want to do. I don't know very many people who, you know, wake up one day and decide to open a business because they love payroll taxes and figuring out 401k plans and things like that. That's usually, I've never heard that from anyone.
Yeah.
So, you know, Avalon takes all that, lets you do what you do best and enjoy your business.
Yes. If you have questions or comments for Stacy this morning, let us know. 437-1620. You can call or text. Getting back to the IRS piece of this, if you're an individual or if you're a business and you own your own business and you're just on your own and you go to the IRS, bad things can happen. They can really get you. But what is the difference when Avalon HR is the person on record when the IRS comes knocking on the door?
Well, we are an IRS certified PEO, which means we have to go through some additional hoops every year to maintain that with the IRS, with several different organizations that hold our certification. And that assures the IRS that we are compliant, that we're doing what we're supposed to do. And typically, if you're a business that has an IRS issue and you come on board with a PEO, the IRS will tend to back off because they know that the PEO is compliant, especially those that are IRS certified. And they will kind of leave you alone. They'll back off. They'll be like, okay, you may have messed up in the past, but going forward, you know, we know that we're going to get our stuff and your employee stuff timely. So they tend to back off on that. And with an IRS certification, we have our own dedicated IRS representative to help us navigate things that are confusing, such as the PPP loans, the EERC credits, things along that line. We have a go-to person that we can, you know, ask to step in and help us get some clarification to make sure that, you know, we're doing things right. Because, you know, like you said, it was a perfect example. They're like, here's all this money. We'll figure it out later. Mm-hmm. And then there's been so many scams that are still happening related to these loans.
Right.
You still need to be vigilant if you got one of these loans. If you get a payback letter from just some random organization or a bank, it's going to look very official.
Mm-hmm.
Odds are it's not. So you really still, you know, still be on the lookout for that if you're a business owner. Be very, very careful. Don't just panic and say, oh, here, I'll pay it back. Here's your money. Because odds are it does not need to be paid back.
Mm.
And, you know, so we just take on all that burden. We have that relationship with the IRS. We are IRS certified. We go through lots of audits every single year to maintain that. And that just gives an extra peace of mind to our clients. And, you know, if anything were to go wrong, it's on us. It's not on you, the client. And, you know, we fix it. And it's not happened. I've been there just over 4 years. And I think we've had one situation where we had something go wrong. And it was due to a client coming over from another company. And we were given incorrect information. And it was just a balance of taxes kind of thing. And we, you know, it was something we were able to fix in literally minutes.
Mm.
So, you know, it's pretty good. You can rest assured that when you're with us that your things are being taken care of.
If you're an employee and you are fortunate enough to have your employer partner with Avalon HR, what are some of the advantages as an employee when you are utilizing Avalon HR as your co-employer?
You have access to a 24-hour portal where you can pull your paycheck stubs, W-2s. They always live there. You don't have to keep up with all those pieces of paper.
Change your W-2 filing every pay period if you want.
Every pay period if you want, and I think I have a couple people who do that. you can sign on at any time, and it's a, you know, very user-friendly, self-service kind of thing. You can change your tax withholdings to get your desired results. You can change your address when you move, your phone number, email address, whatever you need to change, you can do it. Like I said, and it houses all that information for you. So if for some reason you personally are being audited by the IRS and need a W-2 from 3 years ago, it'll be there for you.
Wow.
Also, like I said, the biggest thing is, you know, if your employer chooses to take advantage of the benefit platform, you have access to some products at a very good price that you could not find on your own. So that's always a plus. You have someone to talk to if, you know, in small businesses, most of them don't have their own HR department. But you can call me, and if you've got, you know, an issue or a problem, we can talk about it. I always caution people about, you know, becoming a Google expert on especially employment matters.
WebMD,
you know, anybody who's ever looked on WebMD is convinced themselves they're going to be dead within 24 hours. I'm convinced of that. Same thing with employment. You know, one of my biggest pet peeves, and not picking on any genre of workforce, but yeah, I get calls all the time. I'm going to, you know, sue my direct employer. It's not as easy as most attorneys make it seem. You know, what they will do is charge you a whole lot of money. They will send a letter to the employer, says, my client feels they've been wrong. We'll happily settle this for $10,000. And some people pay it. Don't pay it. I mean, do not pay it. To truly sue your employer, you have to go through the EEOC first, and they have to issue a right to sue letter. If not, I would do nothing but sit in a courtroom. It would be constant. If everyone was just allowed to sue their employer for every perceived grievance.
That's almost like blackmail, right?
It is. It really kind of is. But employers and HR people would do nothing but, you know, I might as well set up a tent in the parking lot at the courthouse because I would never leave.
Right.
So, you know, there's, to keep that from happening, there is a system in place, and it begins with the EEOC. If you, you know, truly have a discriminatory termination situation, you have to go through them. They do a mediation, they do a review process, typically a mediation process. And if they can't work it out at that point, they will then issue a right to sue letter. It's not as easy as just popping in your local attorney's office and suing your employer. It's really not. And I hate that people, you know, almost feel they get taken advantage of sometimes on that. And, you know, so I had a young lady the other day call me, and she was very upset with her employer, and she, I've already talked to an attorney, and I said, just some free advice. You know, if you really feel this was truly the situation, we need to contact the EEOC. That's your first step. Go through them and work through the process. So, you know, I'm very honest when it comes to our employees. I'm very transparent on things like that. My job is to protect not only the employer, but the employee. And people always, you know, I hear all the time, HR is not your friend. They're not in your corner. But, you know, they said they're always there to protect the employer. Well, what most people don't realize, in protecting the employer, we're protecting you, the employee.
Right.
Because, you know, if you come to me as a business owner and say, you know, I want to do this to Jake because of this, and I go, no, you can't do that. You know, I've just protected Jake.
Right.
You know, yes, I have protected the employer from being sued, possibly by the EEOC, but I've also protected Jake. I've just got him out of a situation where he's not going to be discriminatorily fired. So it has to work both ways. There's no way I can be solely for one or for the other. And, you know, I don't hesitate to tell, you know, an employer when they're wrong, but I have to tell the employees when they're wrong as well. You know, I said, I get calls all the time. I was fired and I shouldn't have been. Well, why not? Why wasn't written up three times first? Well, who told you you had to be?
Right.
You know, and so there's things, there's, you know, lots of misconceptions out there. The laws change constantly. You know, that's one thing we do keep up on. So
don't assume anything.
Absolutely not. You know, just call and we'll talk it through. And, you know, if you're in a business, you've got some tricky situations, you know, give us a call. We'll be happy to see if we can help. And if we can't, we will let you know that too. We had a client call the other day that we would have loved to brought on board. But unfortunately, due to their work comp situation, there was no way that we could. I mean, it was just out of control. And we told them, it was like, we can take you for payroll and HR, but you would have to maintain this work comp policy outside of us. It just wasn't feasible. So we're not going to, you know, feed you a line of garbage just to get your business. If it's not workable, then it's not workable. And, you know, we will tell you, hey, I'm sorry, but this isn't a good fit for you or us right now.
If you have any questions or comments, get them in before it's too late. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. My guest this morning, Stacey Oren from Avalon HR. Go to avalonhr.com. Send them an email, info@avalonhr.com, or just give them a call, 475-1555. We've been talking about some of the risks of being an employer and how Avalon can help with that. What are some ways that Avalon HR can increase profitability and maximize our employees' productivity?
Well, number one, we offer time clock solutions that can be geo-fenced to your location. So your employees...
I know that term now from having our ADX digital partners on here on the show.
Geo-fencing has become a huge thing. It'll allow your employees options to clock in from their phone, mobile app. But it will let them clock in outside of that fenced area, but it will let you, the employer, know.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, hey, Jake clocked in from Chick-fil-A today, which is, you know, 15 minutes from the office.
And I was answering an email while I was eating my chicken minis. That's
right?
Work, right?
That is work. Yeah. That is very much work. And so, you know, it allows you to keep an eye on things like that. So you're not, you know, theft of time clock time boiled down to its most basic premise is theft.
It is, yeah.
Just plain and simple.
Stealing money.
Stealing time equals stealing money.
It's like opening a cash register drawer and taking out a couple quarters here and there.
Right. It's theft. That is one way we can, you know, help with the time clock, making sure that the hours you're paying out are actually hours worked by your employees. Maintaining those work comp costs. Work comp can get out of control in a hurry. $1 million claim as a small business and you could be sunk. I mean, it could be a substantial impact. So we're very diligent on managing those claims. We, you know, pay very close attention to what's happening, how those are being managed, how those are being handled. I'm very aggressive on those type of things with our carriers and getting these closed out, getting things taken care of. making sure, again, preventing fines. You know, fines irritate the devil out of me because that's just wasted money.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Be it, you know, personal late fees, things like that is just wasted money. That's something you get zero return on. So at least with your filings, we can eliminate that. We can ensure you never have those fines, penalties, and things like that for just, you know, any late fees, yeah, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
And just making sure that your payroll taxes are handled correctly. When those limits are hit, you know, it automatically drops your SUTA limits to when you've hit those caps.
SUTA?
State unemployment tax.
Oh, okay. SUTA. Okay, gotcha.
There's a threshold of payroll that goes into, and once you've hit that, your rate drops.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So by managing that, make sure that's done correctly, we can save you money there because everybody loves that drop. When it hits that payroll, people forget about it every year, and they'll call and say, hey, why did my payroll go down? Well, mm-hmm, you've hit your threshold, so it's reduced. So there's lots of ways. It helps with the benefits and retention. Turnover expenses are huge. One of the biggest expenses for a business is related to turnover. Anytime you lose an employee, you lose knowledge.
Right, and you have to train somebody else.
Right, so mm-hmm, just offering solutions for retention can help save literally thousands of dollars for a business.
Wow. I'm interested in that. If I had my own business, I'd be like, you want to save me money and I don't have to really do anything except run my business? Hey, I'm there.
Just run your business and call in your payroll. That's all we ask.
Yeah, you do have to do a little bit to make it all work. Avalon HR, go to avalonhr.com and check out all the advantages of having Avalon HR as your payroll partner, your PEO, your co-employer, if you will.
Right, exactly.
And we talked about the advantages of being an employee. You know, you've got that portal. You can access, you know, paperwork from years ago if you ever get audited or have any tax problems. And you guys are IRS certified. That's amazing. This whole piece about the litigation, that's really eye-opening because I wonder how often that happens where an employee will just send a letter to their employer and be like, hey, I'm going to sue you if you don't pay me this.
About once a month for me.
Wow. Wow. That's wow. That's mind blowing. I wouldn't think that, but people have to go through the Equal Employment Opportunity
Commission, yeah.
EEOC. Yeah, I'm learning all kinds of stuff through here. Thank you so much. And it's a lot of stuff that, you know, when you get into a business, when you want to start your own business, like you said, it's because you have a passion. It's because you want to do something. You want to provide a service or you want to create a product. But then there's all this other stuff that you just did not sign up for. And that's why you need Avalon HR. So thank you for the work you do, saving everybody money and making it easier to just be an employee.
And I love what I do. When I go home at the end of the day, I always know that I've done the right thing and that, you know, that I've hopefully been able to help someone either, you know, get them on the right path or prevent them from the wrong path. And just, you know, coming up with creative solutions. I talk about that all the time. There's things that you can do for your employees that do not have a monetary component that a lot of people just don't even think of.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to come up with creative solutions for our clients on, you know, things they can do for their employees and, you know, just small things that can make a big difference when it comes to, like I said, your retention, happy employees, and just how you grow your business.
I'm sure it's not really a metric that you can measure exactly, but I wonder how many small businesses you've actually saved from extinction.
I don't know. A couple, I think. We have a couple of the clients that have just two people on payroll, and it's often the owner and one employee, and they've came to us to save themselves because they're like, I want to keep my business. I want to keep this person, and I need help.
Wow.
So we are more than happy to help. Local here in Pensacola, 100 South Pace Boulevard, or you can call us at 850-475-1555 anytime.
Yeah, and this one piece that we haven't really touched on, but attracting and retaining your talent. You know, if you don't have these issues, if you don't have, problems in your business, you can attract these people and they want to stay with you because the business is healthy. And Avalon HR can get you there. We've got a lot of Chick-fil-A floating around in the studio this morning and I'm distracted, so that's not exactly the healthiest way to be physically. But if you want your business healthy, call Avalon HR, avalonhr.com, 475-1555. Stacy, thank you so much.
Thank you.